Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubly. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubly. In Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris, Dorian Morgan Leese has entered a no-contest plea to charges in two separate cases. In case 2680SP, Leese pleaded no contest to an amended charge of failure to report an accident. The factual basis presented involved a vehicle found on February 10th, 2026 in Grant Township with over $1,000 in crash damage that was not reported to authorities. The plea agreement for this charge includes fines and costs. For the case 26169SM, Lacey also pleaded no contest to malicious use of a telecommunications device. This charge stems from a December 7th, 2025 incident in Chandler Township, where Leese sent text messages threatening to assault a complaining witness with a firearm. The agreement for this case involves a 120-day delay of sentence. Upon satisfactory completion, the conviction will be entered as disturbing the peace, and Leese must complete the Thinking Matters program. Judge Ferris accepted the no contest pleas. Sentencing is set for Thursday, May 28th at 10 a.m. following a probation interview with recommendation. And although voters in Tuesday's election removed three Elmwood Township Board of Trustee members from office, it will take a few days to see any changes. Voters approved having Michelle Hope replace Pamela Brinkman as clerk and Daryl Mendrick and Tom Lounsbury replace Evan Laurie and Rochelle Brown as trustees. Until certification is complete, those who were recalled will continue to perform their duties of the office, explained Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, noting those who won the election cannot take office until the election results have been verified. The Tuscola County Board of Canvassers will meet at 9 a.m. on Thursday in the People's Building to begin canvassing election results, but the process is more complicated than that. The outstanding military and overseas voters, or MOV, and signature cure ballots have to be reviewed to determine if they are returned within the deadline time. The deadline for absentee ballots that needs the signature cure process is Friday, and the deadline for a MOV absentee ballot is to be returned is Monday, May 11th. The election results are not official until that process is complete, noted Fetting. And the U.S. Coast Guard Great Lakes District plans to deploy a fleet of autonomous surface drones across the Great Lakes this summer to support maritime operations. Officials say the technology will be in use from May through October, expanding the Coast Guard's ability to monitor activity across the region. The uncrewed vessels run on a hybrid electric system, combining wind propulsion with solar-assisted battery power. Each drone is equipped with radar, cameras, and collision avoidance technology while remaining under constant remote supervision by human operators who can stop or step in if necessary. According to the Coast Guard, the drones will focus on maritime awareness, tracking vessel traffic, identifying boats in distress, and detecting potential illegal activity on the water. The agency says the added capability is expected to strengthen safety and security efforts throughout the Great Lakes during the busy boating season. When we come back from this Valley Collision sponsor message, We'll continue with our national and international news.
So, Chris, people always ask, why should they come to Valley Collision Center in Eboli?
Because, Justin, when you have collision damage, you want a one-stop shop that makes the repair process easy. That's why we work with all insurance companies and try to make the repair process as hassle-free as possible.
Valley Collision Center specializes in aluminum and steel auto body repair. Our certified technicians stay up to date with the latest training, and every repair is backed by a 3-year written guarantee.
When you take your vehicle to Valley Collision Center, you're trusting a team with over 100 years of combined experience, focused on quality repairs done right the first time.
From minor dents to major collision damage, we're here to get you back on the road with confidence. We're located on Main Street in Eboli.
Or call 989-658-2410. Valley Collision Center of Eboli, your one-stop shop for all auto body repair service.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And continuing with our national news, Senator Steve Daines leads bipartisan delegation to Beijing. Senator Steve Daines and a bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers met with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi today in Beijing. The meeting was aimed at stabilizing bilateral relations and discussing China's potential role in mediating Middle Eastern tensions. The delegation's visit serves as a precursor to a planned presidential visit later this month. Both sides acknowledged that twists and disruptions of the past year, but emphasized a mutual desire to find common ground on global security and trade. In other national news, White House weighs one-page more memorandum to end Iran war. Reports have surfaced suggesting the White House is finalizing a concise one-page memorandum intended to serve as the framework for ending hostilities with Iran. The document reportedly includes provisions for a moratorium on uranium enrichment and the unfreezing of certain assets. While the Iranian Foreign Ministry has officially rejected some leaked versions of the proposal, internal assessments in Tehran are ongoing. The simplicity of the document is intended to bypass the lengthy negotiations that stalled previous diplomatic efforts. And in our international news, Paris Saint-Germain reaches Champions League final. PSG secured their place in the Champions League final after a 1-1 draw against Bayern Munich, winning 6-5 on aggregate. The French side managed to hold their lead in a tense second leg that contrasted with the high-scoring first encounter between the two giants. PSG will now face Arsenal in the final, which is scheduled to take place in Budapest on May 30. The victory keeps PSG's hopes of a European title alive, while Bayern Munich will now shift their focus to domestic trophy pursuits. In other international news, Germany proposes a 6-point plan to reform the European Union. The German government has unveiled a comprehensive proposal to overhaul the decision-making process within the European Union. The 6-point plan aims to allow the bloc to respond more quickly to global conflicts and economic shifts. The proposal includes suggestions for moving away from unanimous voting on certain foreign policy issues. While some member states have welcomed the initiative as a necessary modernization, others have expressed concern about the potential loss of national sovereignty. When we come back from this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the tech team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the tech team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed. making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and at this time, there are no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley.